Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, a Texas man uses his handgun to stave off a potential carjacking when two thugs tried to enter his vehicle, occupied at the time by his wife and baby. This is a story you definitely will not hear from the mainstream media. We have another case where a parent is not allowed to read from a book at a school board meeting that is available in his child's school because it's pornographic. And if you thought Joe Biden's appointment of Rachel Levin to an important position at the Department of Health and Human Services was bizarre, you haven't seen anything yet. His appointment of a man to oversee the nation's nuclear waste facilities will make Levin look like a Girl Scout. Pardon the pun. Also tonight, the COVID vaccines haven't worked after three shots. But the head of the CDC says you must now get a fourth. Yes, the pressure is about to be ramped back up, despite all the data showing the shots not only don't work, they're making people sick and worse. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brandon House. A father shot and wounded two teenage boys who tried to rob his SUV while his wife and baby were inside. Newsweek reports that the incident occurred just after midnight on Monday, July 11th, in Harris County, Texas, outside of Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the robbery suspects were both 16-year-old males. The two teens allegedly walked up to the SUV and opened one of the vehicle's doors near where the baby was sitting. Gonzalez tweeted, quote, "The adult male feared for the safety of his family and fired shots and struck both suspects. The wife was driving and drove away after the shooting to get away from the suspects," end quote. Newsweek quoted Harris County Sergeant Jay Wheeler giving a similar account, quote, "One of the parents inside the vehicle, as the suspects were attempting to enter, one of the parents fired off several rounds and shot both of the male suspects," end quote. The two teens were reportedly taken to a hospital in private vehicles and are in stable and fair condition, according to Gonzalez. If this same incident had happened in New York City, Chicago, St. Louis, or some other city with a George Soros-funded puppet serving as the prosecutor, I believe the man who defended his family would have been charged with a felony, and the two teens would have gotten off scot-free. A Florida school board cut off the microphone of a concerned father, saying that the content he was reading was pornographic. There's one problem. The material he was trying to expose were found in his child's school library. The Clay County School District dad, Bruce Friedman, told Fox News Digital, quote, "These books are so vile that reading any excerpt that I captured will end this interview. Somebody failed drastically in their mission to protect children," end quote. Friedman, the president of Florida's No Left Turn in Education, a group that focuses on exposing indoctrination in U.S. public schools, added, quote, "As soon as I announced that I was going to read from some books that parents found in the public school libraries that are clearly pornographic, they had the mic cut off," end quote. Kiara Bridges teaches law school at UC Berkeley. She's an aggressive, in-your-face cultural Marxist, and I believe she's trying to pollute the minds of young people and destroy their Judeo-Christian belief structure as it concerns the family and the God-defined identities of men and women. But Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, stood his ground in a recent Senate hearing in which he confronted the woke and rabidly Marxist Berkeley professor. Take a look at this exchange.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks to all of the witnesses for being here. Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Maskey, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
So your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no.
They're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just
from
this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
So if you don't believe men can get pregnant, you're transphobic and opening people up to violence. Sadly, you can't make this stuff up. It's really happening. And every major university has someone like Bridges on their staff. Most have more than one. More now on the left's obsession with everything transgender. The National Pulse reports that a recent hire at Joe Biden's Department of Energy has a past as a drag queen and political activist. We have reported on Sam Brenton before, but now it's getting even weirder. As I said, the appointee is Sam Brenton, and he also boasts one of the highest salaries in the federal bureaucracy. That's according to documents obtained exclusively by the National Pulse. A Freedom of Information Act request filed by the news outlet reveals that Sam, taxpayers pay him $178,063, and it does place him among the top 1% of all federal salaries. Biden appointed Sam to be the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy. It's an important job, folks. Besides being highly compensated, Sam will also enjoy a top secret clearance, a top secret clearance level in the Department of Energy. And the DOE describes its Q-level clearance as, quote, similar to what is completed by other agencies for a top-secret National Security Information Access clearance, end quote. Quote, access to secret restricted data requires a Q-access authorization, end quote. That's what the agency reports. The initial job description for Sam, it described the position's security level as, quote, critical, sensitive, high risk, end quote. Sam describes his gender as fluid and demands others refer to him by the pronouns they. So folks, I hope you're getting the picture here. Joe Biden has hired a cross-dressing man who can't make up his mind from one day to the next as to what gender he wants to be. And he's appointed him to a position within the U.S. government that has been restricted to a person of the highest level of trust and character. In a June 29th tweet, Sam boasted that he will oversee a staff of hundreds with a budget of millions of dollars and will be responsible for keeping track of a nuclear waste fund. Thanks to the National Pulse and their expose of Biden's appointee, we now know a lot about him. He's a drag queen, an LGBTQ plus activist who has lectured on kink at college campuses, and he's participated in interviews about fetish role-playing, including his desires to have sex with animals. Good job, Joe. Your appointee will no doubt feel right at home in the fundamentally transformed federal bureaucracy. Scientists are rewriting the code of life with a new technology that promises to cure inherited diseases by going in and, quote, correcting genetic typos, end quote. So reports the Boston Globe. Known as base editing, the technology allows researchers to pick a single letter amongst the 3 billion that compose the human genome, delete it, and write a new letter in its place. Base editing is an updated version of the gene editing tool CRISPR, which has revolutionized life sciences research and is making strides in treating genetic blood and liver diseases. But some scientists think base editing, sometimes billed as CRISPR 2.0, could be safer and more precise than the original. And this summer, the sequel technology is being used in patents for the first time. The Boston Globe reports that the Boston biotech firm Verve Therapeutics announced that it had edited the DNA of a person with a genetic condition that causes high cholesterol and supposedly predisposes them to heart disease. The Globe reports, quote, the base editor is designed to tweak a gene in the liver, curtail the accumulation of cholesterol, and hopefully lower the risk of heart attacks, end quote. Note the word hopefully. This is highly experimental in nature. And even if one problem is corrected, the researchers have no idea what new problems might crop up later when they start editing people's genetic code. Patrick Wood, the renowned expert on technocracy, comments on the new CRISPR technology, stating, quote, transhuman scientists are very clear about hijacking evolution and taking things into their own hands to create humanity 2.0, end quote. Patrick Wood reminds us of the comments in 2017 by the former chief medical officer of mRNA vax maker Moderna, when he said, quote, we are actually hacking the software of life. We think about it as an operating system, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please, do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back. The Gateway Pundit reports that the United Nations World Health Organization is slated to update its guidance on gender to declare that, quote, sex is not limited to male or female, end quote, and goes on to say, quote, beyond non-binary, end quote. The WHO's current, quote, gender mainstreaming manual, end quote, which was created in 2011, contends that there are many genders on a spectrum from male to female. The Gateway Pundit reports that now the WHO will modify the guidance to focus on, quote, highlighting and expanding on the concept of intersectionality, end quote. Intersectionality, quote, looks at how gender power dynamics interact with other hierarchies of privilege or disadvantage, resulting in inequality and differential health outcomes for different people, end quote. That's according to the statements on the website of the World Health Organization. The review and update of the 146-page gender mainstreaming manual is conducted in partnership with the United Nations University International Institute for Global Health. The United States withdrew its members from the World Health Organization during the Trump administration, but immediately after taking office, Joe Biden rejoined this agency, which clearly doesn't understand that there are only two genders. Joe Biden's war machine is sending another nearly $2 billion to Ukraine. The administration on Tuesday announced another $1.7 billion in aid, bringing the total taxpayer money spent on the proxy war to more than $65 billion since Russia invaded the European nation. We have this report from Disclose TV. Watch this.
We are following breaking news here at the live desk coming in just out of the nation's capital. The U.S. announcing a new $1.7 billion in aid to help Ukraine, specifically to help pay health care workers still trying to treat patients even after hospitals have been bombed or closed because of Russia's invasion. The money is strictly for humanitarian purposes, coming from the U.S. Agency for International Development, the Treasury Department, and the World Bank. Just last week, the U.S. announced it was sending $400 million in military equipment to Ukraine as well.
The latest aid package is being run through the U.S. Agency of International Development, or USAID. A statement from USAID says, quote, this additional funding will provide emergency food and cash assistance, safe drinking water, accessible shelter, logistical support, humanitarian coordination and protection, emergency health care, including mental health care and support for survivors of gender-based violence. This funding is in addition to USAID support for activities aimed specifically at alleviating shelter concerns during the coming winter months, end quote. Two men allegedly tied to Mexican cartels were arrested last week in New York City after being caught with approximately $1.2 million of crystal meth. But they were released just one day later, thanks to that city's soft-on-crime policies. Luis Estra and Carlos Santos allegedly drove a van from California to New York with about 165 pounds of crystal meth that authorities believe originated from Mexico. But the Gateway Pundit reports that the suspects were released on supervised release one day later because the two could only be charged with second-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance. Meth is not classified as a narcotic based on New York's drug laws. As a result, the charges do not qualify for bail, according to New York's Soft on Crime 2019 bail reform measures. The controversial measures were intended to reduce jail populations and the number of interactions required by authorities. Instead, they have allowed criminals to continue to operate with fewer consequences in a city plagued by rising crime. In other news, a pit stop in Bellevue, Kentucky, took a terrifying turn for a family on the night of July 10th. Renee Parsons told WTRF News Channel 2 that she picked up a dollar bill off the ground at the McDonald's on Highway 70 and soon passed out. Quote, "She looked like she was dying. She certainly was unconscious and very pale," end quote. That's what her husband, Justin, told Channel News 2. It was only a matter of minutes after picking up the dollar bill that Renee Parsons felt as though she couldn't breathe and her body began to feel numb. She told the news station, quote, "I couldn't even breathe. It's almost like a burning sensation, if you will, that starts here at your shoulders and then it just goes down because it's almost like it's numbing your entire body," end quote. Justin Parsons said his wife's speech began to slur before she went unconscious. While he drove to the closest hospital, this was all going down. Quote, "I grabbed my husband's arm with the same hand that I had the money in and said, Justin, please help me. It won't stop. It's getting worse," end quote. Soon after, her husband felt side effects as well. Quote, "My lips started going numb and my arm broke out in a rash," end quote. That's what Justin said. His symptoms, well, they lasted for about an hour, while Renee's lasted for about 4 hours before she was released on an accidental overdose. The family says the toxicology report doesn't test for synthetic drugs, but they feel confident fentanyl or a similar drug was on the money. The family says the responding Metro police officer told them the dollar bill had likely been used to cut or store drugs. In June, Perry County Sheriff Nick Weems put out a warning to the community on social media that has since gained national attention about paper currency with fentanyl found at multiple gas stations. While speaking with News 2, the sheriff asked the community to educate their children. If you see money on the ground, to leave it. Quote, "I wouldn't want my child picking up something like that and then opening it and inhaling it," end quote. While everyone was distracted and focused on Boris Johnson's resignation as prime minister, the UK government released new data showing that 94% of all COVID deaths in April and May have been among the vaccinated, and 90% of those who died were either triple or quadruple jabbed. According to the Daily Expo, just hours before Johnson announced his resignation, the government disclosed that COVID deaths have risen dramatically among the triple vaccinated in England over the past couple of months, while declining sharply among the unvaccinated population. But these shocking statistics have been blurred out of focus by the UK media's nonstop 24/7 coverage of Johnson's resignation. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products, not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary, which piggybacks off of those alarming stats we just reported on from the UK, where 94% of the COVID deaths are among those who are vaccinated. There is more than enough data out now for health officials in every country to know that the shots do not work. They are an abject failure in accomplishing any of what they were purported to do. They don't stop people from getting COVID, from spreading COVID, or from being hospitalized or dying from COVID. A Worldview Report source in Kansas City who practices as a physician there told us on July 11th that COVID cases there were, quote, skyrocketing, end quote, and that, quote, every single patient was vaxxed, end quote. So keep this data from the UK and the anecdotal evidence we're getting here in the United States about COVID. Keep it in your mind as you listen to our esteemed director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. Watch this.
Many Americans are under-vaccinated, meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Not all people over the age of 50 have received their first booster dose. Of those who received their first booster dose, only 28% of those over 50 have received a second booster dose. And of those over the age of 65, only 34% have received their second booster dose. So my message right now is very simple. It's essential that these Americans, as Dr. Shah said, get their second booster shot right away.
Notice the change in language coming out of this person who claims to be a health expert. She no longer uses the term fully vaccinated. That's because, according to these monsters, you will never be fully vaccinated. You can only be up to date on your shots. And if you listen to them, you are destined for a lifetime of never-ending injections with this toxic mRNA gene therapy. There are simply no words for the kind of evil on display in that video. And I think there's a special place in hell for anyone who would do what she has done. Knowing the catastrophic outcomes so many thousands are having from these shots, the strokes, the heart attacks, people dying in their sleep, people falling over on athletic fields, and yet she continues to crank out propaganda videos like what we just saw. She pushes relentlessly for people to get another shot and yet another, knowing that the unsuspecting masses trust her implicitly simply by virtue of her title. Most people getting these shots aren't watching the Worldview Report or reading Naomi Wolf or Dr. Malone. They aren't the least bit aware of the facts and the data. Only the lies coming out of the CDC, the FDA, and the mainstream corporate media. This is government-sponsored terrorism. And if it's allowed to continue, it will result in genocide. There's no other way to describe it. History will judge them harshly. If justice is ever served, Walensky and her ilk will spend the rest of their lives behind bars. This is why we need a Nuremberg trial 2.0. And that's, I think, where they belong, behind bars. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we remind you, we are a listener-supported broadcast. If you want to support us, you can do that by simply going to wvwfoundation.com. Our foundation is committed to using the media, a media platform, broadcasting, radio and television, documentaries and books and conferences to proclaim the truth of the Christian worldview. This broadcast is about helping you to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. If you'd like to support us, you can do that in one of three ways. One, wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com, where you can just make a contribution. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Secondly, you can go to mypillow.com, mypillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code B66. It's a powerful promo code, save you up to 66% on any of the resources that you'll find there. Sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, robes, slippers, sandals, so much more. And a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast, among the others we produce, going. But only if you use the promo code B66. That's how we get credit, so thank you. And then finally, you can go to wvwtvstore.com. wvwtvstore.com. You'll find emergency supplies there, like freeze-dried food, that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. You'll also find my books, Grave Influence, Marxianity, right about our cost, as low as $3.99 for what used to be $20. We're virtually giving them away at our cost so we can educate more people. It's a project of my Worldview Weekend Foundation. So check those out. Buy quantities. Give them away. You'll also find out details about my 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. All the details right there at wvwtvstore.com. wvwtvstore.com. Thank you so much for your support, for watching. Until next time, may God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at wvwtv.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at wvwtv.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to wvwfoundation.com and make a contribution. wvwfoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.